This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR railway station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belagavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, he will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road Ragiguda to Electronic City Metro Station. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the revolutionaries of the Kakori incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "On this day 100 years ago, the courage shown by patriotic Indians at Kakori highlighted the resentment among people against colonial rule." He said they were angry at the manner in which people's money was being used to further colonial exploitation. The Prime Minister said their valour will always be remembered by the people of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the Kakori train action was a symbol of courage, sacrifice and patriotism in the Indian freedom struggle. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "On August 9, 1925, brave heroes like Ram Prasad Bismil, Chandrasekhar Azad and Ashfaq Ullah Khan ignited the torch of the revolution against British looting, shaking the foundations of the British Empire." In Uttar Pradesh, various events were organized on the anniversary of the Kakori train action. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, in a social media post, said that this saga of bravery is an inspiration for the citizens of the country. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal inaugurated the exhibition of rare and historical newspapers under the title Dastavej at the Kokoro Art Gallery in Lucknow today. Keeping in mind the centenary year of the Kakori train action, rare pictures of four important martyrs, Ram Prasad Bismil, Rajendranath Lahiri, Roshan Singh, Ashfaq Ullah Khan, have also been displayed in the exhibition. The exhibition will be open for visitors till the 12th of this month. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed five fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Khatre lecture in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said five Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and one AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail along with video footage, he said they have downed at least five fighter aircraft and one large aircraft which could either be ELINT aircraft or an AEWNC aircraft. India's defence exports touched 23,000 crore rupees last year and are expected to double within the next 2 to 3 years, said Dr. Samir Kamath, Secretary of the Department of Defence Research and Development and Chairman of the Governing Council of the Defence Institute of Advanced Technology, DIAT. He was addressing a press conference in Pune today after DIAT's 14th convocation ceremony. Dr. Kamath stated that Indian defence equipment has high demand in Middle Eastern, African and South Asian countries. Work is underway to develop a smaller version of the BrahMos missile, while the development of the Zorawar light tank is also progressing rapidly. Mexico has said US military would not be entering its territory following reports that President Donald Trump had directed the Pentagon to target Latin American drug cartels. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said the United States is not going to come to Mexico with the military. He said Mexico cooperates and collaborates and there is not going to be an invasion. That is ruled out, absolutely ruled out, he added. Some media reports yesterday highlighted that Trump had secretly signed a directive to begin using military force on foreign soil. The Asian Rugby Under-20 Sevens Championship matches have started from today. The opening match was played at the International Sports Complex in Rajgir. In the first match of the championship and in the men's category, Sri Lanka defeated Hong Kong. In the men's category, India began the campaign with a victory. India scored 24 points to defeat the United Arab Emirates. Meanwhile, in the women's category, the Indian team secured a win in the first match by defeating Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.